The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and the children are invited to come forward for the children's sermon.
I have a picture that I want to share with you this morning. Do you know who this is?
A cat.
Oh, but it's a special cat. How do you think it's special? How's it special? It belongs to me. This is one of my cats. How many of you have a pet?
Oh, I have
two kittens. What do you have? A puppy. What do you have?
I got puppies.
Three puppies.
Yeah. What do you? They're big. I have
one. Oh, wow. Well, I hope so. But do you know how much responsibility, how much work it is to have a pet?
I know how much work it is to have a kitten.
What do you have to do? Okay, you've got to clean up after them. What else do you have to do? Feed them, give them water. What else do you have to do?
Water?
Yes. They have to have water, they have to have food, and if they get sick, you have to take them to a doctor.
Yeah, the vet.
Yes, the vet. It takes so much work. Well, you know, this reminds me of the scripture Pastor read a few minutes ago. Jesus said he was the good shepherd. Now, if he lived here, he might say he was the very best cowboy. Or he might say he was the very best farmer. He was talking to the people around him, and he was telling them that he was the good shepherd. What do you think that really means? He was a doctor. Jesus said that he was the good shepherd, but he really meant that he was talking about you and you and you and me. We are who he loves more than anything in the world, and he takes care of us in every way. I want you to remember that. Just like you take care of your pets, Jesus takes care of us. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for taking care of me in every way. Amen. Thank you for coming up.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This fourth Sunday of Easter is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday. Each year we read scripture readings that refer to Jesus as the Good Shepherd, or we are like today, we even read the 23rd Psalm where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's known as the Good Shepherd Sunday, but I have to admit to you, I really don't know a whole lot about sheep. I haven't spent a whole lot of time around sheep, but I do know, or I've heard of the reputation, and I may be wrong with that, but sheep aren't known as the sharpest critters on this earth. They're also known as herd animals. They will follow and do just about what anything else does in front of them. I did hear a story. The sheep were coming home after a day of grazing, and they were following the path back to their pens, when all of a sudden, a rabbit jumped out from underneath a bush and ran across the path of that first lead sheep. It startled the sheep, and the sheep jumped. And when the next sheep came to that same spot in the path, it too jumped. And then the third sheep jumped. Every single sheep in that flock, when it came to that same spot in the path, jumped, even though that rabbit was long gone. They didn't know why they were jumping, they just knew that they had to jump. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me." As Beverly was talking about here with the children at the children's sermon, we love our animals. Many of us do have pets, cats, dogs, hamsters, gerbils. Who knows what kind of animals you might have around the house. But you love your animals. You love your animals. And some people even love their livestock to that extent. I've known a number of people who actually give names to every one of their cows. And they know their cows. They know the personality of the cows. They know the idiosyncrasies of the cows. And they can tell you a history of each one of their cows out there in the pasture. For those of you who are in the ranching business, in a sense, you do name all your animals, maybe with ear tags or with tattoos, or maybe even the electronic implanting nowadays. And you keep records on all your animals so that you know them and who they are. When I graduated from college, I spent 1 year off from school, and I worked on a dairy farm. It wasn't a real big dairy farm. We milked about 50 cows a day, but being in that barn twice a day milking 50 cows, I got to know those animals pretty good. I could tell you which one would be next into that milking parlor, who would come through the door in the milking parlor when I opened it up. I could tell you how much milk that cow was going to give. I could also tell you which cow was more likely to swish that nasty wet tail in my face and which one was inclined to try to kick me. I got to know those animals very well in that year's time. I know my own, and my own know me. Can you imagine knowing 8 billion plus people in this world and knowing them intimately? That's what God does. He knows each and every one of us intimately. He knows who we are. He knows us by name. He knows who we're connected to and all the family relations that we have. He knows what we've been up to. He even knows our innermost thoughts. He knows our past history. He knows what we are going to do. He knows us. He knows all 8 billion plus people on the earth today. Even if they don't know him, he knows them. It's in baptism that we are called into his flock. He calls us his own and calls us by name. And it is through baptism then that we receive the Holy Spirit and we are able to know him as well. We become members of his flock. We become members of his kingdom. We become members of the Christian church here on this earth. I know my own and my own know me. In ancient Palestine, people didn't have the wire mesh fences. They didn't have electric fences. And so in order to watch your flocks of sheep, you had to be out there with him 24/7. And a good shepherd then would watch his sheep, and he would lead them from place to place to make sure that they had fresh green grass to eat. He would lead them to a well and draw water so that they would have water to drink, or lead them to a nice quiet pool in a stream bed. Good shepherd would pull them out of brambles if they got stuck, or climb up to a high ridge to pull them down if they were in a dangerous place. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus goes beyond just caring for us. He makes mention then that the good shepherd will lay down his life for his sheep. In ancient Palestine, there were wild animals, ferocious wild animals. Even our gospel lesson today speaks of wolves that were there. And there's also a number of Bible stories where there are lions. And it was very believable that these animals were there. King David grew up as a shepherd boy, and he was able to slay Goliath because he was so good with his sling. And he was so good with his sling because he was a shepherd boy. He used that sling to keep the wild animals away from the flock. And then there's that story of Joseph and his brothers. His brother's story was believable when they brought back that multicolored coat all ripped up and with blood on it back to their father, saying, "Wild animals killed your son." So animals were a danger. And the good shepherd was willing to put himself in the place of danger between the flock and those wild animals to save the sheep. Jesus also mentions here in our gospel lesson that the hired hand just runs off. Now, hired hand has no investment in that flock. The hired hand sees the danger and may try to stop some of it, but if his own life is in danger, he's going to run away. Because if he gets fired for running away, he'll just go find a new job. But for the shepherd who actually owns the sheep, or whose family owns those sheep, there is an investment in that flock. Because if something happens to the sheep, then something is actually happening to him or his family. If a sheep gets killed, that's his livelihood. That's his food. That's his clothing. That's his shelter. That's his life. And so the good shepherd is willing to do anything to protect his flock. And that's what Christ has done for us. Christ has stood between us and danger. Christ has stood between us and death. As Christ went to that cross, he took the death that belonged to us. He took death so that we might live. He laid down his life for us. And now we are called to be a part of his flock, to be part of his kingdom, to be part of his church on earth. He calls us to be also invested in that kingdom. He calls us into service so that we may pray for other people, so that we may care for other people. Or as in our second lesson for today in John, that we may love one another, that we take care of what needs to happen in this kingdom, in this Christian church on earth, that we serve in leadership roles, we help to teach, we participate, and we do. But we also speak, we tell of that story of the Good Shepherd. Christ is the Good Shepherd. He knows his own, and his own know him. Christ is the Good Shepherd, willing to lay down his life for his flock. He makes those promises to us, and he also makes the promise then too, as we become a part of his flock and live under him in his kingdom, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.